episode 5 for December 30th, 2007. Oh my god.
Start with one and then we'll go from there. topic.
You have cheat notes in this man.
How can I have cheat notes in my head if I can't read?
Because you like to feel spiritual.
It's like being on watch if you're blind. It's stupid.
I'm guessing that it's people.
I can hear their horses.
Anywho, I think that's it for the intro update section, so...
I've done it. This show is part of the Kobold Broadcast Network.
Bloody kobolds. This show is part of the Goblin Broadcast Network at gbncom.com.
And we're back.
Yet again. So what is the first topic, Johnny, in case people did not listen?
Distractions at a LARP.
Good one.
Worst start.
So yeah. What were we saying?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I've been distracted.
Well, okay. That's a horrible segue.
It really is.
Aww.
All right.
We should
just had a midget walking across the screen. It just being funny.
Well, we have you.
Yeah, you are pretty short, John.
Oh, that's sad.
Start walking.
You see, they didn't know. Anywho, moving along. See, distractions at a LARP. First of all, we don't like them.
We could do without them.
Yes. Johnny, what would be your biggest distraction at a LARP?
Boobs.
Actually.
No, that's a lie.
No, it's true.
No. Actually, that's true. We're not talking about the boobs of a female.
Okay.
Either.
This is something that actually happened when we were doing. What? This is something that actually happened when we were doing the Vampire LARP in Pan Am, which was. I don't want to think I'm that good of an SC either, but he seems to love me. So, I'm always able to do the stuff that people can't, which is get girls to come out to a LARP. Which I don't know why it's so weird. But for some reason, whenever a girl would show up to a scene, like both in character and out of character, all the guys there would get like in a pissing contest trying to impress her.
It's kind of funny because, like, it's funny because they're trying to use their characters to impress people. It's like, hey, guess what? I can cause fire because I have it at 3. No, seriously, they would do this.
Yes.
Seriously, they would try to show off in front of chicks that
are using their story characters.
Yeah.
Oh,
characters you just write on pen and paper. The ones that don't mean shit to these chicks.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's so weird, but at the same time, it's true. It's like, there's this one guy, we'll call him Thomas the Tank Engine. He's doing a lot. I couldn't think of the name.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Chugga chugga. Anywho. Alright, wait. We'll call him Tauntaun. Because he's a Tauntaun.
Tauntaun.
Okay. Tauntaun used to do this, and there's also this guy we've talked about named VD. He would also do this. And even one of my narrators, Gus, would do it too. You remember Gus?
I think he was cool, though.
He was cool, but he would do it.
Yeah, he would.
It's like it became this giant pissing contest trying to impress these girls. So hopefully they could get some ass later.
I don't get that.
For sure. Which would then later on relate to another former segment that we're not going to talk about again, because that led to a lot of angry things.
Yeah.
And Johnny doesn't like to be angry.
Okay.
No one likes it when Johnny's angry.
Jared, you play Amgard with us, and that's a full contact LARP.
Yeah, that's always fun.
So go ahead and tell me what are some distractions that you've noticed that come up, and they kind of like just kill the mood for you.
Well, there's the in-game distractions where like people are like. Not calling your shots, or you have to stop the middle of an event game just like, I hit you, no you didn't, yes I did, and that kind of riles you because you're trying to stay in character while playing a game and do whatnot, or trying to affect story, and you gotta like...
That's why me and Johnny have the rule that if you have to stop to think about a hit, you know, it's a simul.
Yeah.
For both people.
No, yeah.
Anywho. Aside from, I guess you would say a system mechanic, any other distraction I have is something that Johnny's guilty of a lot. And I can point it out because Johnny's here.
And being short is not a distraction.
And it's when,
it's the big penis, I swear.
Yeah,
it gets everyone distracted.
No.
Because there's holes in these pants, John. I can't help if you can stare at it.
There's junk in that.
Actually, Johnny, why is there junk in your trunk?
Because he left it there. That's the one little phrase that have to say, like, as a storyteller, because I'm normally the ones who write the stories for them, when I hear that one phrase, like, oh, my character would do this because of blah, it's just like, oh. It's like I lose the whole mentality of what I was thinking
about. It makes sense, man. Like, if someone has to explain to you why it makes sense, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't come off of you automatically as, yeah, he'd do that, then no, he wouldn't.
Yeah, because I know there's been plenty of times, I'm sure Johnny's experienced this, when you have to, like, stop and say, wait a minute, you do what?
Yeah. Like, it was just like at one of my recent games on, like, Drunken.
Go ahead.
He kept on, like, doing a bunch of things, and I'd be asking, and then, like, he'd be like, he'd take a moment and say, like, yeah, well, like, hey, that's what the character would do. And I don't know if he would say it just because I gave him a look. I mean, there's a chance I gave him a look, because, like, there's been times where,
because people look.
Because there's times when, like, people make looks that you can't help but make, because it's either weird, stupid, funny, or makes you horny.
It's true. I've been in those games.
It's just one of those looks that are just like one of those looks you can't avoid making unless you really know you're making it.
Yeah.
Like, so, he kept on telling me, like, this is what my character would do. I'm like, really?
Well, your character's a douche. I keep going.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I got, really.
Jerry, anything you can think of?
Other game distractions?
Like, they can both be in game or out of game.
Because
distractions are distractions, and I try to limit them as much as possible by killing people.
Killing people is fun. It is.
Yeah, I got to execute my champion today.
Yay! I had the pleasure of taking out that order, though.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
But we're getting off topic. We're back on topic.
Let's see, other distractions? Okay, I got one for you. A distraction, like, kind of, like, revolves around the game, but, like, not in it.
Okay.
It's when people, like, when they, when they rag on you for playing the games.
What do you mean exactly?
Like they're like, oh, I just came back from LARPing, whatever. Like, you LARP? That's so stupid. What do you care? I'm the one that's doing it, not you.
Yeah.
It can be distracting, kind of like kill it for you or whatever.
Because you're like, I don't want people to think I'm weird.
Oh, I don't care about that. It's just that, like, when you gotta, like, people, that's not cool. No, but, like, yeah, that, I find that distracting, like, either before or after a game.
Yeah, like, I know for a long time, like, I would tell my mom, yeah, we, you know, we're going out to the park to go play blah. And she's like, you guys still do that? And I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't we? And she's like, oh. And I'm like, do you want to come out to the park? And she's like, no, I think that's weird. And I'm like, oh.
No, what if my friends are there?
And what if they see me?
But it can kill the mood. That kind of stuff can kill the mood.
Yeah.
And then you have to work to get back into the mood. And
yeah, especially if it happens, like, you know, like what you said, like, before you leave, and then you come to, like, the game with that mindset of, you know, like, oh, you know, I'm either still pissed off about what happened or whatever.
Oh, I got something that distracts people sometimes are newer people.
Yeah.
Newer people that go into the game because they're like,
because we hate new people.
No, I feel that sometimes people have this mentality where they have to try to impress the new people. Either, like, by proving that either they're good or by proving that they're not doing something stupid.
You mean, like, Archer Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, where the Akini does, I've seen him do it. Where it's like when,
back when he was dating, Carnage?
where the Akini was dating someone?
Yeah, it was before your time. Before the dog time.
Actually, yes. No, those were the dark times.
I'm sorry, I honestly find it a little hard to believe that Worthy of Cheating was dating someone.
Yeah.
Well, was it a girl?
Yes.
A real one?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, because she denied all of her sexual urges.
She was a eunuch?
No,
she was a psychopath.
She, yeah. So we'll talk, well, that's off topic. We'll talk about that. Ding, 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 ice cream. But yeah. I think I know what you mean, because it's like we suddenly got a small burst of new people coming to our Amgard chapter.
And
this guy, Worthy of Cheating, he's a good guy, he's just not a very good fighter.
Yeah.
In Amgard terms, he's a flirb. A flirb is somebody who can't fight, so he tries to make up for it with amazing role-playing skills, which he doesn't have. So, he's a flirb. Anywho. That having been said, he goes up to these new people and he tries to impress them, and else to add? We should wrap this up. Started talking in circles.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
I think I have more on this.
No, go for it, John.
Let's see.
While my erection.
Yeah, stay over there on that side.
Yes. Anyway. No, but like, it's kind of like, let's say today.
Okay.
Today there was somebody new. There was somebody new there.
It was a cousin of one of the players.
It was a cousin of one of the players. So, like, of anyone, I would expect the cousin to have, like, the most distraction for the fact that he was there. But I don't think it was the cousin. I think it was the other people.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't know if, like, if someone looks like he's, like, cooler than you. Kind of use the word cooler. Cooler be a word I'm using?
I guess.
Then, like, sometimes you just don't want to seem like a loser in front of them because you know you're doing something a little offbeat, a little out of the box, something like that.
Are you talking about, like, what Flamer did?
Yeah, I think it was Flamer. Flamer trying to make himself look all badass, even though he kind of died.
Badassly.
Unbadassly.
Yeah. No, I meant to do that. I knew I was getting to.
Oh, yes. I
try to make sure you get away. Why didn't you get away? But, like, yeah, so. Nah, I think that's all I really had. That's all I really wanted to add in.
You just wanted to add in that he was a distraction.
Well, no, it's not
people,
like.
People can get distracted that way.
Yeah, it's like. When I first met Johnny, this is really funny. When I first met Johnny, I was like, who the fuck's this little guy? Honestly, I didn't know what to make of Johnny when I first met him. It's like, hey, you know, here's this little guy, he's playing the Gravedigger, that's kind of cool, you know, it's original because I don't think anybody's ever played the Gravedigger before, I'm going to roll with that, you know, I'm going to see what happens. So I start doing the scene with Johnny, and slowly Johnny starts picking it up, oh yeah, I get this, and from there he sort of blossomed.
Somebody I recommend who can't read.
Yeah. He still can't read. I have to read him all the role playing books.
Yeah.
What's that word? Apt. What's that word? Dart. What's that word?
Yeah, if you ever see Johnny with any.
And you go,
if you ever see
hey John,
Johnny
I just found
like
the Apt Guard rules of play.
you guys can get it.
Yeah. Any D&D, book, any role books that Johnny has are all for show. He can't. He just looks at the pictures.
Right, Johnny?
Yeah, tape by audio.
The D&D player's guide.
For he's the reason they made it.
Chapter 1. Creating a character. we razzed on Johnny enough. I think, is that it, guys? Or do you guys have anything else to add?
No. I obviously haven't said anything the last 3 minutes for a reason.
Alright, that's it for this section.
Follow the path. The Bears Grove Podcast, adult-level discussion of role-playing as a storytelling art at bearsgrove.com.
And we're back.
Apparently.
Obviously.
Okay, what's the next section?
Well, we did distractions at LARP, so I think the next one is players that are married to canon. John's worst topic.
Yeah.
I picked this one
because of something happened. Yeah, I need a rant. I threw something.
All the anger can be felt in that little butt. I think you could flick a fly and have the same reaction.
Okay. Anywho, moving right along. People that are married to canon, oh god, they drive me nuts.
They have no imagination.
It's not that they have no imagination, it's. Okay,
like it.
They're almost as bad as rules lawyers to a degree. A rules lawyer is basically somebody that's like, oh, well, you can't do that because, you know, the dice say you have to make a fortitude save before you can take half damage or whatever. Even if the dungeon master said, no, you know, just go ahead and roll only half damage. No, it says in the book you have to roll a fortitude save first. That's what a rules lawyer is.
Yeah. But it's your game.
Yeah.
It's not the book's game.
Okay, more importantly, somebody that's married to canon is like, when I say, oh, you know, in my city, there's not going to be any Sabbat members. And somebody says, well, you can't do that because according to White Wolf, you know, geographic map, you know, this is Sabbat territory. And I'm like, well, yeah, there's no Sabbat in my game. Well, you can't do that because it says in the book, this is Sabbat territory. I'm like, I don't care what it says in the book.
This could be Mike Dick's territory for all I care.
And there's no Sabbat on it.
Do you see Sabbat on these nuts? I don't think so.
I see seven. Now this happens both at a LARP and also like in tabletop games. It's happened.
Uh,
to like the canon, because, you know, canon exists for a reason. The way when I look at canon is canon's your... It's your jumpstart point. Like, okay, you know, if you have nothing else in your mind, if you have no imagination, take this and run off this.
Assume this is all you can think of, if you can't think of anything.
Yeah.
It's basically... It's also basically a point so where people who have no idea how the game works can just start off on this point and then work from there.
Yeah.
So even if, like, some people will just tweak little words and little phrases of how the story went, and some will just, like, completely revamp the entire thing.
Which it says in the books anyway, any rule book you look at, it says these are just guidelines, you do not have to follow them exactly.
Actually, it doesn't say that in D&D.
It does say in D&D.
Not in 3.5.
Yeah, it does.
The player's handbook?
Yeah.
You're alive then.
No, I've read it. It says these are just guidelines, these are not actual...
Then you should slap him. Drunken, I mean. But anywho. Okay. I had something, I lost it. Johnny, you go.
Alright, let's see. Cannon fodder.
Okay, I thought of it. Alright. If I remember correctly, it was when we were doing the Vampire LARP. And, do you remember the storyline for that vaguely?
The Vampire LARP?
Yeah.
Oh, there was... Well, this is actually the hardest part of being in a Vampire LARP, is when you're neither mortal nor a vampire.
He was a werewolf. Oh!
No, really, it was hard. Because at one point, vampires were fucking scared of me. These, like, guys that have been playing Vampire LARPs, like, their entire half of them, like, for a good long time,
yeah,
are scared of my character for the mere fact I can change into a dog.
Why?
I don't know!
Yeah, actually, the way it worked in the old system is when he shifted into his werewolf form, he got, like, +8 to his physical, all of his physical stats and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You got pretty cracked out when you became a werewolf.
Oh, and the vampire doesn't get any additions.
Well, yeah. what a vampire gets, if we're going to the old rules, is they get celerity and they get potence. Celerity means super speed, and potence is super strength. Now, celerity always goes first compared to a werewolf's strength, but just the fact that a werewolf has that much more physical, it's like literally one werewolf could take out 3 vampires.
Yeah.
So normally, like, you would have, like, all these, like, hit squads of vampires trying to take off, like, just one pack of werewolves.
Actually, it's pretty funny. There's actually one, like, old werewolf book that actually has a werewolf beating down on a vampire in an alley while holding the other one with one hand on the wall.
Badass.
I'll show you that picture. It's in the 3rd edition one,
yeah. Oh, we got completely off topic.
But relevant.
Are we supposed to be angry here?
Yes, angry.
I'm a cannon.
Okay. In this one particular storyline I was writing, it had to do with the Salubri. The Salubri are like one of the rarest and most hated clans in Vampire the Masquerade, or Old Vampire.
I met those in character, right?
Yeah. Or you met somebody that was playing one.
Yeah.
And I had somebody, the person who actually ended up playing it, this is the way to get him to drop it. He marched up to me, this is drunken, and he said, "You can't do that in your storyline." And I'm like, "Why not?" Because there's only 13 Salubri, and I'm like, well, you know, this character will be one of the 13 then. You can't do that. I'm like, why? Because there's only 13, and they're all here, here, and here. And I'm like, well, this is my story. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, well, you know a lot about the Salubri. Do you want to do it for me? Okay. That's the only way I could get him to shut up about it.
That's something that I find weird among canon people, about people who, like, who are too much into canon. Or just too rule monger. They'll try to basically make it so whenever you want to add something new or something different, they'll get all upset until you give them the option to go with it.
Yeah.
What is it with them? Are they just scared of someone being more powerful than them? And then
I think it's a control issue. It's like, I've read the storyline to this point, I know what's going on, so if something spontaneously, like, flies out of my ass, I know where that came from.
Yeah.
I think that's all.
I don't think they like... Maybe it's the fact they don't like being surprised.
Yeah, I hate people like that. Because I like surprises in the world.
Surprises are fun. They make you think on your feet.
My character was surprised all the time.
Because he got shat on all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, anywho, moving along. It's like, we'll take D&D for example. It's like, I had this one guy, his name was, I don't really remember. I don't remember his name. Glenn Bajillan. This is like in high high school. We were freshmen. I can say his name because I think he's dead now.
Jelly?
Yeah.
That's really his name.
Yeah.
I think anyone with that name would be dead right now.
What do you know?
He'd be on peanut butter.
This guy was so... I'd want to use the term deluded in canon that he couldn't open his mind like a fraction of a way to what I was doing. It's like, we'd run a D&D game and I'd be like, alright, in my world, Paylor doesn't exist. And he was like, why? You can't do that. Paylor is an established god in the D&D universe. You can't suddenly decide that Paylor doesn't exist. I'm like, yes, I can. He's like, then I'm not going to play. And I'm be like, okay. No, I want to play. That's what he would say. I swear to God, that's what he would do.
You want to know what's worse than people who are married to the written canon, like the ones that printed up? People that are married to their own canon. That's just terrible.
Okay.
It's like people that are so hopelessly dedicated to their character history and their background and stuff that if something bad happens at all, they just completely ignore it. Or retire the character and start over a new one because it didn't go the way they wanted to.
Like Seb today with
Worthy of Cheating.
He knew his character was gonna die. Everyone knew his character was gonna die.
Actually, I put a bounty out for his character to make it more interesting. Because I was like, let's see if anyone will actually take this bounty and do something smart with it.
Well, it kind of did. But I mean, like, he people know the characters have a chance of dying.
Yeah.
That's part of the game. If you know your character's gonna die, just let him die and just create a new character. It's the same thing as retiring him.
Yeah.
Not gonna be able to use it anymore.
The only problem is with this guy, he knew he was gonna die and he kept trying to go up to me and Johnny, trying to find a way that he could retire his character before it died, and we wouldn't let him.
No. I would not.
And he was like, no, I have.
Because he knew he was gonna die.
He's like, yeah. I have this awesome new idea for a character. It's a shapeshifter, all this other stuff. Yeah. We're like, hey, that's cool, you know, for your next character. And like, no, but I want to play it tonight. And we're like, oh, we'll see what happens. He was so angry.
And then he was just like, someone just came up to him and was like, hey, you signed in? Yeah, I am. Let me escort you over to this random corner. Bam!
That was great.
That's exactly what happened to him.
It was awesome.
He was like, no, I need my sword. I need my sword. Oh.
He also says another phrase, but I've actually heard someone else finally say it too.
You're talking about God bless it?
Yes. It's like, he says it, and then I finally heard my 43-year-old media teacher say it.
God bless it?
Yeah. Mr. Man.
Oh, Matt says that?
Yeah.
Mr. Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his real name. It's Mr. Matt. It's his real name.
Mr.
Stupid band. Stop talking about that.
Anywho, moving right along. I think that's pretty much it as far as people that are... My view on people that are married to canon is they don't know how to open their mind enough to accept other possibilities. Or they don't want to open their mind enough to...
Adjustment.
It's not necessarily change. It's like, I remember I had a little bit of an argument, friendly argument, like, you know, what we do now with Sam Chubb. It was over email. Because we were talking about the new WoD and the old WoD. Because Sam Chubb was the one that wrote the first Vampire the Masquerade with the Oblivion and stuff. And I remember one of the topics I brought up to him was like, yeah, you know, I love the old WoD, but I just feel it's too bloated. And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I explained to him the situation I had with Drunken. Like, you know, I tried to write this story for this city, and I had people just probably tell me, no, you can't do that because, you know, there's a fake court here that would do this. You know, there's a pack of werewolves here that would do this. It's in the story. You can't let them do that. And I'd be like, but this is my story. It was just so different.
What did Sam Chubb say?
Actually, ironically enough, see, Sam Chubb was really against the new WoD when it first came out because, because, you know, he helped make the old WoD, so in a weird way, it's kind of like, you know, you're obviously biased.
Yeah.
But it's like I told him, like, you know, in the new one, everything's so vague enough, there's no meta plot, you can write the story you want. If I want to, I could say vampires came from Mars at the end. And that would be the storyline. That would be the story I'm telling, because vampires came from Mars. Or if I want to, I could have vampires all descended from the murderous brother of Abel, Cain. Or if I wanted to, I could say, you know, vampires are genetic mutation, like an ultraviolet.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it pretty much, the new one leaves things so vague. It says, here's the rule system, now run with it, which is what I like. And all the people that loved the metaplot from the old WoW didn't know what to do now, which is what I love.
New WoW does make it easier for
people like us
to avoid canon monglers.
Yeah, because I hate it when I'm running a game and I'm trying to like throw all these cool things into my story and my rules. I want to like don't want to follow the exact rules that the book has.
So when you're trying to say,
okay, this is how my game is going to run, and like let's say this happens, it'll take Johnny, he was going to be in my game, like, this first game I ever tried, completely bit the dust, because of a lot of shit that happened up with drunkenness and other people, but Johnny was in there, and I was like, okay, this game's going to be a lot of adaptive fighting, you know, if you can think of it, you know, I'll decide which roles you need to determine, like, what you do, but you're good, right? And Junkin comes up, he's all like, but you only get one move per turn, and this is this move, and this is this move.
I remember where we're going.
But I'm doing this way. It's like, we'll call it a full-out attack.
What game were you playing?
It was a D20 and a D&D merge.
You know what game you should try? There's a game which I got, which the Sons of Cryos suggested. It's called Feng Shui. It does exactly what you want. It's called an action. It's like a Hollywood action movie role playing game. What that means is when it's your turn, you have one attack. That doesn't mean one punch. It means like, let's say you're fighting with the Yakuza, you can knock the guy like back into the tires, then pick up all the tires and slam him in the tires, like movie style.
Nice.
And that counts as your whole attack. It only does one damage roll, but it counts as the whole attack.
Well, see, that's what my new game is going to be based on. Like the fighting system for my new game is going to be an adaptive fighting system. That's why I'm just making a brand new one.
Actually, you brought up a good point because, like, I remember that game. I remember this one specific incident.
You liked it too.
Yeah, I did like it. I remember this one specific incident where I wanted to basically,
I know what he's talking about. His character had a skateboard, so he wanted to do an ollie off the ground and hit someone in the face with a skateboard and land back on it.
I thought it looked cool, and I was
gonna go with it. I was like, you need a reflex roll, a dexterity roll, your attack roll, and all this and another, reflex.
This was only a question to see what my rolls would have to be if I ever wanted to do it.
And Drunken comes out, so, but you can't do that, you have to have this feat. But that's like more than
one
attack.
Yeah, you told me I needed the jump feat.
You only have
the jump attack
an attack of opportunity and all this stuff, and I was like,
he completely made me feel sad.
Like so sad that you don't want to play anymore?
A little. I was like, aw, what are you doing, man?
But then they said, Johnny, this is an adaptive fighting game. Go for it. And Johnny was happy again.
Yes.
And then my game died.
Anywho,
whose fault is that?
Anywho, Johnny, was there something else you wanted to bring up? Because you had something else to bring up.
No, I think that was what I wanted to bring up.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright.
Because it was an exact idea of what I wanted to mention.
Well then, I think that's it, unless you guys have any other else to bring up.
No, that was my big one. That's the big one that really...
So, people that are married to canon,
get a divorce. Start dating creativity.
The blue pill.
The blue pill?
The blue pill.
The one that opens your mind.
Yes, the one that opens up the rabbit hole.
Ah, gross.
Yeah.
Alright, that's it for this section.
Good evening, Jeffrey. What glories are you perpetrating at your table lately?
Well, Judd, we are playing Burning Wheel at my table, and my players and I are having an absolutely wonderful time creating a game world together.
I'm so glad that Luke Crane's Burning Wheel is doing well for you.
And how are things at your table, Judd?
Jeffrey, I'm glad you asked, because me and my innovative friends are playing Dungeons & Dragons. However...
Oh, quite interesting. Do tell.
Rather than roll a d20, when combat presents itself. We are resolving combat through interpretive dance.
My goodness, that's brilliant!
Yes, when I take out my black leotard, the orcs quiver in fear.
You should go onto RPG.net and post about this. People will flock to our podcast.
No doubt, they will flock to the Sons of Cryos.
And we're back. Yet again.
Yes, yes, yes.
For our last segment, that is dropping the game in between games. Almost an oxymoron.
It's basically the term of, okay, the basics of this little thing is, when you play a game for 8 hours, do you really want to talk about it until the next game? I mean, like, you can, like, say, like, man, it was awesome when I did this or when I did that, but do you really want to try to continue the game and or talk about how you want to do more of the game?
Actually, I've had people do that to me, which is... It totally... I don't want to say it kills the game for me, but it's like, I appreciate your enthusiasm for loving the story I am telling, but please, I need time to create, and all you do is bombarding me with, oh, wouldn't it be cool if my character did this? I think my character's going to do this. We'll use Drunken again, because most of the stuff happened.
Yeah, because he seems to have some of these problems. For some reason, we've chosen a lot of problems that he just happens to have.
Yeah.
Well, they're not problems, per se. I mean, if a person can't admit that they have a problem with something, then how can they get better at it? Keep in mind, we're not perfect people.
Yeah, no, we're not picking on it specifically, I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I've dropped a game once or twice, here and there.
Because of...
Hey.
Anywho, I forgot where I was going. What was I saying?
It wasn't only you, it was other people that would do it too. I'm just saying, there was times where I just wanted to hang out, and then somebody would be like, hey, I want to talk about my aberrant character.
Uh-huh. Oh, like talking about him,
Yes.
Spanish boys.
Yeah, we'll call him Spanish. I'll call him the blue-eyed Spaniard. Even though
Spaniard.
Maximus. Almost all my player characters did this at one point or another. They all came up to me about the Aberrant characters, because I talked about how I was going to do my game, and everyone loved the idea.
Obviously, they didn't like it.
No, everyone likes my game. I had to run until 2 on Thursday because they didn't want to stop playing.
Well, that's why you say, guys, it's enough. I'm going home.
No, that's why I stopped.
Actually, I found, this is slightly off topic, but this is GM advice. I find what works best is plan a beginning, plan a middle, and plan an end. And even though people are going to want to keep going, you say, well, the story's over, we'll continue next time. And if they still want to keep talking in character, that's fine, but you've done your bit, you can get up and leave the table.
I wish.
Because, I mean, it's like, I've started doing that when we play Serenity now, and I think it, I don't want to say it runs a lot more fluidly, but it makes it seem like an episode, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to run my Aberrant games that way.
The only reason why your game's going longer, like the reason why until 2 o'clock is because you have everyone separated right now.
That's true.
So things are going to run a lot longer.
That's the most common GM mistake. You always want to keep everybody together.
I couldn't keep everyone together. Everyone had this so productive storylines about...
You know what you need? You need Sidrials. That's what you need.
I need Sidrials.
Sidrials go, you have to work together. Why? Because fate told you to.
No. There's already a little storyline. I'll get everyone eventually together.
But Sidrials.
Sidrials. There's no Sidrials in Aberrant, John.
There could be. Because Aberrant is basically exalted. Keep in mind, we love exalted.
Did you ever hear the theory?
Yes, I heard it.
About Divis Maul being the primordial sun
in
Exalted. Oh, you've never played Exalted.
I've never played Exalted.
It is a fun game to play.
Okay. Damn, you're not going to be here tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow we're going to play Exalted, just the three of us.
Next Sunday. Guys, I could be here.
Fucking Johnny.
Tomorrow?
Next Sunday.
Well, next Sunday I probably won't be here, that's right.
Anywho, off topic, back on topic. What was the topic?
Dropping games in between sessions.
Okay. This one guy, Drunken, as I mentioned before, he was my narrator at the time when we were doing both a vampire LARP and a mage LARP.
He wasn't a narrator for that one.
He was a narrator in the beginning, but remember he had this big meeting with us about he was dropping out because he felt like he didn't get to play enough.
Oh yeah, that's when he demoted himself.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really could do.
And we were all like, yes. And then later he was like, everybody told me they were so sad, I think I should start narrating again. I'm like, nope. And he's like, well, why not? I'm like, because he already retired. Because now you know a storyline that's going on, you can't suddenly, you know, jump back in. It's okay, now I'm a narrator again. You know, I've written a story for you, bitch.
Enjoy it. Play it.
Yeah.
Love it.
But anywho, what would happen with him is, he's a pretty... I'll give him, he's creative when he's not being married to canon.
Yes.
And he comes up with these really interesting ideas, but the problem is he always comes up with them like at 3 in the morning. So,
he wants to call you and
he's always calling me. Okay, this is a true story. This is what happened as a result of this topic. He would call me. As a result of this, my wireless bill was over $400, and I had to get my phone disconnected and get a new phone because of him calling me all the time.
Okay, people, note there was a really shocked face on my face because I did not know that. Really,
yes.
Really, I am truly shocked by this.
Yeah, that's how bad it got. And it's like, even when we started up the new mage, the new mage game for Mage the Awakening LARP, and I told him, yeah, I got a new cell phone. And he looked at me like, you're going to give me your number? And I'm like, nope.
Be like, yeah, sure.
No, I just went, hey, this is my new phone. I put it in my pocket.
You make him sound like a nagging ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Maybe to me, that's how it was. I went to high school with him. He was horrible.
John, truth be told, I think you all did date for a little bit.
I like the Gina.
Anywho. The Gina? I like the Fage.
Anywho, the point is, this guy, I don't want to say all he thought about was the game, but... All he thought about was the game. It's like, I don't want to say he was such a loser that he had nothing else going on in his life, but... He used it to for such a degree of escapism that it was almost sad.
What the fuck are you doing?
I can't help it.
Alright, Johnny.
Yeah.
Do you have an example of this topic?
Dropping game between sessions.
I know it came up when we did the Star Wars tabletop.
It did?
Yeah. Were you there for that?
I don't know if I was there for that.
Okay, because we were doing... You remember I told you, you know, week passes, so tell me, you guys have 2 downtime actions, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, I remember doing that.
And somebody said, oh, you know, I rebuilt my blaster. I'm like, okay, you know, it fixes it. And the other person said, oh, well, I rebuilt my lightsaber, whatever. Well, you know, Rich, I don't want to say being the smart one, but he's like, for my first action, I, you know, I call the princess and I tell her what's going on. And I said, okay, you know, that counts as an action. He goes, for my second action, I'm going to call the hut that I work for and tell him that I need a squadron of whatever. And he made the rolls for it, and he passed, so I allowed it. And then suddenly I had all the other people bitching. I'm like, well, that's not fair, because, you know, he gets to talk to you, like, outside of the game. Or
I remember that now.
Yeah. Like, that's not fair, because, you know, he gets to RP with you in the car and stuff like that. And I was like, why?
Actually, we would do that sometimes. Sometimes we would RP back on the way to and fro.
But that was only because, I don't want to say because I was bored, but because I was bored.
It's something to pass the time.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, like, Rich is an example of this. I mean, not in a negative way, but it's like, because he's a good guy, like, but there's times when Rich is like, hey, you know, I've been thinking my character should do this. What do you think? And I'll say, well, it's your character, whatever you want to do with it. Yeah, I think I should do that. I'm going to call Johnny and ask him. So then he calls Johnny and he asks him. Have you ever had that happen?
Am I getting your sloppy seconds, John?
Maybe. Well, maybe when he can't reach me, you get my sloppy first. Because he says, like, worthy. That was horrible. Moving right along then, and it's like, the way I look at it is, I spend all this time
at 2.
In the morning.
Because I just couldn't do it anymore. I was like, okay, I'm done. I have to go home. It's late.
And then
I have work
you had, and then you had to sit there and listen.
Actually, no,
like the good and bad of what they thought.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, what we do with our groups whenever we're done, we have what we call our post-game discussion, which is when we ask somebody, give me a positive and a negative of what you thought about the game. This way it gives people a chance to vent, like if they didn't like something. Keep in mind that you're supposed to be brief vents. It's like Johnny can say, well, you know, I didn't think it was fair that, you know, my character has this specific asset and it didn't come into play the way I wanted because of blah. And I would say, well, you know, I'll try to work on that in the future. You know, we go from
yeah,
there.
It's basically for... It works for me really well because I am a newer, like, main storyteller.
Yeah.
I've never been a main GM before, other than this Avern game, so, like, I take really good consideration to what people tell me.
Yeah.
But, like, man, it was 2 in the morning, I didn't care anymore. I just wanted
to... You should have told
him to
write it down.
I wish. No, because, like, I was just like, I basically told him, okay, give me something good, give me something bad, hurry it up. No, I don't get that at all. I get some like long-winded speech about not only what they liked and what they disliked, but also suggestions for the future, which technically,
like, I'll free examples of what they would have done. And that's just me, but
that's just
and then
me.
And then they get
that's
a little,
what I would
and then
done.
People get off topic, or someone makes a joke, and then
Johnny,
and then other people butt into what the other person's saying, and
they add
there.
On, and it's like, and then. I left at 3, man.
And then they finished.
The game ended at 2 in the morning. He left at 3 in the morning, and luckily he didn't have work in the morning.
I know.
No,
I slept till 1 that day.
He had a ride.
Okay.
He had to wait on the other person because he had a ride.
Damn.
No. Oh, I was so angry.
And I guess it kind of goes with dropping the game in between. Because it's like, I know, Johnny, you attend college.
I do intend. I do. I still do.
How I don't know. You can't read.
But the players that he has, they go to the university with him. So he would have people, I'm assuming, that were there, and they would just stop and be like, wouldn't it be awesome if my character did this? My character wants to do this.
I have a good example of this.
Go for it.
Okay. While I was playing this Aberrant game, no, I would do little like RP sessions with my players so their background would be more fluent. Like, I thought this would be a good idea to have some of my players, like, go through little scenarios already.
Like preludes?
Yeah, like prelude scenarios of what happened to their character before this game started.
Alright.
And some of them, like, Jeremiah over here, he's one of my players. He actually, like, we sat down and we were like, okay, you were in the war for this much and this much. And yes, I did do the Aberrant War early. If you're really upset,
awesome.
If you're really upset about that, because you're a canon mongler.
Listen to the segment before this.
Yes.
And I give you the birdie.
Oh, and Dismal died. So there. Ha, I said it.
Dismal died?
Yeah.
But he's the unconquered son.
There's a black hole in the exalted world.
How will we live?
Okay. No, but seriously. No, but like, I would do scenes with him, and he'd be like, okay. And then I'd do scenes with other people, like the Blue-Eyed Spaniard. And I'd do scenes with him, too. And then, like, and then JB, and then
so forth,
and so forth, and so on. And then a couple of times, I get random shit. Like, I'm just hanging out with people, like, hey, dude, this is a list of all the powers I want as we progress through the story. What?
Just randomly?
Like, randomly. Like, this is a list of all the powers I want to have eventually. And I'm like, this... Because the main rule I made when it came to powers, because I was like, I told everyone, make a character first, and give him power second. This is what I wanted.
Because it makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense that you're a person first and a superhero second.
Yeah, in case you don't know, Aberrant's superhero role-playing game that came out, like, a while back.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry for confusing people for the last, like, 30 minutes of this podcast.
Well, if they haven't picked it up and Googled it by now,
if they haven't paused this podcast, check out Wikipedia.
Literally, we'll keep going, Johnny.
Anyway, but, like,
it's just random ass shit.
It was like just random, but like people had made characters. I'm like, that's cool. And then some would change their character from like this timid one, like this timid guy, to this complete badass. And I'm like, why? Why'd you do it? sense, because what I did, I decided that if you wanted powers, it had to make sense of why they evolved this way. Like, not only with your eruption, of why you erupted and got those powers to begin with, but why they eventually do this and this and that.
Yeah. In other words, that should be like a flowchart.
Yeah.
Alright.
Like, I don't want someone with the ability to fly and then suddenly with the ability to shrink.
Blue Eye Spaniard.
But that would be awesome. Think about it. You're like, I'm the Wasp. Come on, you guys remember the Wasp?
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Mr.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, Mr. Adam.
Well, if they said it that way, like, if they wanted to be, like, the Adam, eventually do all that shit, then maybe.
But these were just, like, random, like, you know, oh, my character shoots lasers, and also he can fly, and he shrinks, too, sometimes.
Blue-Eyed Spaniard.
Blue-Eyed Spaniard. He does it. And Blue-Eyed Spaniard, if you ever hear this, you know who you are.
Yeah,
I hope you
die. That was not me.
I heard your voice, yeah.
All completely framed on this.
But anywho, moving right along then.
No, but that's what would happen. People would give me either
just random ass shit.
Or they would request that I continue a storyline with them because they wanted to finish it.
Huh.
At the worst times.
Sometimes at the worst times.
Yes. Like, we can understand wanting to finish the scene because you left it hanging.
Yeah, but like,
they'll see you like dead tired.
Or
you have a headache.
This is like, I can imagine this actually happened to me once. Once at the Vampire Lord. Alright.
Did I ever do it down?
No. I told one of my heirs at the time, who was Justin. Or I can say Justin, remember, negatively.
He's cool, by the way.
I told him, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom, so cover for me. Alright, cool. And so I went in, I sat down, I was taking a crap. Simple as that. I had crack burgers. They go through me really fast. Anywho, crack burgers, by the way, is our little lingo for dollar mini burgers from McDonald's. Anywho.
Way to go, Johnny.
Hey, they're really good. And they cost nothing.
Okay, I'm sitting there, and I have my walkie-talkie, because for this game we have walkie-talkies. It's all the narrators and important people to keep in contact with each other, right?
Yeah.
Something happened, and I'm there, I'm trying to relax and decompress, if you will.
That's really good, John.
And,
trying to let it all go.
All of a sudden, my squawk goes off. Where's John? I need him for a scene. I don't answer, because I'm busy. Indisposive time. I don't know, I haven't seen John. Where's John?
Is he dead? Should we search the bushes?
This is when I hear Drunken go, shh. Okay, pause the game, we gotta find John. I'm like,
pause the game.
That's what he said. So I pick up the squawk and I'm like, shh, I'm taking a crap. And then I hear somebody come back, shh, oh. That's what happened. Oh, God.
I'm exercising a shit demon. Do you mind leaving me alone?
Actually, you want a good game dropping?
Sure.
When you're sitting there, you're your player, not the GM, but you're a player, and you're just chilling, fellow players come in, and they want to talk about their characters to you, about what they've done, and how good they are, and then they want to have mock battles with you. Out of game.
I heard about that.
That was
for my game, right?
Yeah, that was for your game, and the Blue-Eyed Spaniard.
I blame that game scenario on why he did it.
Really?
On why he changed his character. Because he had
because I kicked his ass with my character?
Yes.
Okay, here's this thing.
I want to say
Blue-Eyed Spaniard and one of the other players, BJ, and me, were just there. And Blue-Eyed Spaniard, me and BJ were talking because we were just discussing because it was BJ's first game. So I was just talking to him about some stuff.
Off.
First time gamer, okay, you have some questions, you're gonna answer the questions for him. But Blue-Eyed Spaniard comes by, starts putting his $5.
$5?
he puts in what he thinks is $5 worth.
And it turns out it's only 5 pesos.
5 pesos. That's enough for a dog.
Anywho.
And so he starts going into this like mock ball thing, and so we're going, and I'm like, okay, well I do this. And he goes, okay, well I do this. Okay, I do this, because I can do this. And the thing was, he has this ability where he can, like, absorb solar energy and turn it into, like, electricity or whatever. Aww. So he's trying to, like, blast me with this, like, what do you want to call it? Like,
energy with it.
Like, Cyclops energy from the hands or whatever.
Optic blast.
And I... And
it's
basically a quantum blast. My character controls plant life. So I have this big, fine dome over me that's like, that's taking like no damage whatsoever because...
He also gained a density control.
Right? Yeah, I have density control on molecular chain, so it's fire resistant and it's harder than steel. So I'm just there sitting in the middle of my little dome while he's trying to burn it down around me and I kick his ass like nothing. And so the next day he comes to John and he's like, hey Johnny, I'm gonna teach my character. I'm gonna do this.
No.
But like when
you said why?
I'm like, why? I really had high hopes. And then blah. But I worked with it anyway.
I think we got kind of off topic.
We did get kind of off topic, but at the same time it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it was off topic.
The important thing is don't bug your GMs or other people. If you have badass ideas, write them down.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there are certain things you can do about that refers to game, not specifically you want to do anything with it. Like, if you want to talk about, like, you want to review what you did with your character to somebody else that's also in the game,
that's fine.
And be like, hey, man, I can't believe I did this in game. He's like, I know, man, I totally thought I was going somewhere with this, and then I got swerved to the left. He's like, I know, dude. Like, I remember we used to let me, John, and a bunch of guys from the Vampire LARP used to go to Taco Bell right after LARP.
Good times.
And then we would always talk about what we did and how we screwed it up, or how we did and how we rocked at it,
or how
completely random stuff that we did in game and how we could have done this instead.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I remember times where, like...
But the day after, I mean...
It's like, right after the game, that's kind of understood, because it's like, you're still plumb from the game, so you talk about it. But this is like, you know, it's like a week, not even a week later, like Wednesday, middle of the week. Like, it's like I call you out of the blue, Jerry, and I'm like, Jerry, I want your assassin to go and do this because of blah. And you're like, okay, John. You know, I guess, yeah, I'll do that.
Is that all you called me for?
Like, yeah, I just thought you'd like to know.
Like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
it's like, maybe when it's like close, like the day before the game, okay, you know, you're getting there for it.
Yeah.
But,
there's. Bottom line is, people, write your ideas down. If you still sound good a week later, the chances are they're good ideas.
Yeah, because I remember writing stuff down and I hate what I wrote down afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that was so stupid. I should have smoked that much.
And you do it anyway.
Yeah.
Alright. I think that's it for this section.
Yes.
So,
okay, guys, roll to hit the Vampire Gazebo. You hit.
Hey, guys, what are you doing? Role-playing?
Oh, no, it's that guy. No, we're not doing anything. We're just watching TV.
Aw, that's too bad, because I brought along my new gaming girlfriend.
Hello, boys. Mind if I max out on charisma?
Whoa! Hey, did you get that hot gaming girlfriend from listening to Gamer the Podcasting?
Yeah, of course!
Gamer the Podcasting does not actually get you a hot gamer girlfriend. What it actually does is give you useful advice on tabletop role-playing, live-action role-playing, and all other forms of role-playing games. Sometimes we talk about other games. We can do whatever we want. It's our own podcast. Visit us on the web at www.gamerthepodcasting.com.
All right, and that concludes another episode of We Rather Be LARPing. We had some laughs, we had some giggles, and
we had some anger issues. And I'm so glad we took them out on everyone.
Especially on each other.
Yeah, hopefully you guys got a little twice out of that. So, join us on the web at http://ratherbelarping.blogspot.com or email us at ratherbelarping@gmail.com because Johnny wants feedback.
Yes.
Oh, and if you want to help him with the sponsorship to help him start learning how to read, you can send your donations to the same place.
But also the pictures that involve women dressed scantily, we're also accepting those. However, we do not
condone.
We do not condone certain people to do it.
Yeah.
Specifically, the ones that
wear Sailor Moon.
We'll say no Sailor Moons unless you believe you truly look like her.
Unless you believe you. No, that's even wrong because you're gonna have somebody who really does, and she's gonna be like.
No. I mean, like, the entire thing. I mean, like, I'm talking...
Nice.